Have you found a kind of a sweet spot between on-field time during the preseason for getting your timing down and your conditioning for the start of the regular season?
Well, yeah. I mean, today's a day where it's probably the toughest practice I've had all training camp. I took every look team rep. You know, that's a lot of reps out there. Normally, if I'm taking first team reps, you know, I'm taking maybe the first four or five and the last couple in a set of 16. So, yeah, that's how you get your conditioning this time. Yesterday we did some running actually during practice. So we're going to make sure that we're all ready to play when the preseason starts and when the regular season starts.
Is that a pretty good simulation, do you think, of real action game speed?
No. I don't. But it's the best we got right now.
All right.
You don't expect to play Thursday, I take it, based on the way the reps have been divided out in practice?
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. But, you know, if I do, I don't think it's going to be a ton of time, as is kind of the usual.
What would be casual eye advancements in
Brett? Say again?
What would be casual eye advancements in Brett's game?
Well, I don't know. I don't have a casual eye when I'm looking at him. I see him, you know, up close and personal every single day. He's really figured out his preparation routine. He studies really well. He's smart. He asks good questions. He's got a good grasp of the offense. I think he's starting to figure out defenses and making quick reactions. When you see him, you know, read a defense and throw a hot route, that's a progression for him. When you see him coming off his back foot and throwing the ball downhill and making accurate throws, that those are little improvements that he's made. But, you know, for him, it's just going to be finding that rhythm in these preseason games and picking up where he left off his first year.
How much are you in his ear in a game like this?
Well, not much. I don't want to be looking over his shoulder or, you know, giving him too much information. I mean, I know personally what I love about Alex Van Pelt is that it's less is more on game days. And it's one or two things each time. So I'm not going to flood him with information. He knows what he's doing. He's a smart kid. He prepares really well, and he's going to be ready to play.
Aaron, you mentioned earlier this Cav that having a slow start on offense last season. Do you think offensively having the quarterback out there in the preseason over the two drives or whatever it was last year would benefit the offense early in the season? Is there any correlation with that?
I don't think there's any correlation with that, no.
Aaron, when you start to see a guy like Michael Clark make plays, what are some things that jump out to you? We just see the wow plays, but what have you seen from him that's enabled him to make those?
Well, he's taller than most of those guys, and he jumps better than most of those guys. I think that's as simple as it is. You know, I've enjoyed having him in here. Didn't really know what to expect because he was out the entire spring with an injury. But he's come back and made a couple plays. He needs to be more consistent, though. And he's figuring it out, though. I mean, he's a basketball player who's trying to figure out route running and spacing and timing and being sudden. But he has those wow moments in practice. And I was hoping to get him out there on the look team a little bit more today to throw him some more jump balls.
Aaron, what has it been like working with Jari Evans?
Jari's been great to work with. He's a very steady person. He's a professional. I mean, he comes to work. He gets his work in. He's extremely intelligent. He's got great reactions in the pass game, passing off stunts, getting back home, closing things off. He's very powerful in the run game. I think that's jumped out to everybody watching the film. He's moving guys like Mike Daniels and Kenny Clark, who are big-bodied, wide-bodied D tackles. He's moving out of the hole. I mean, that's impressive to see. I think he kind of has a chip on his shoulder, too. I'm not going to speak for him. And, you know, he's never said this, but it seems that, you know, last year was tough for him being a veteran and not feeling, you know, like he really had a home. We've kind of embraced him here and made him feel comfortable being a part of this family, and I think he's going to flourish for us.
What are the things for a receiver that helped them make a second-year jump? It appears that Trevor's taking one from all of us.
Well, it's mental. Okay. When you're talented. At this level, it's mental. It's being able to slow things down in your mind so you can play as fast as possible. And that's, you know, it sounds simple, but it's very difficult to do. And it involves kind of a lack of thinking, being able to react out there instead of overthink your routes. If you're overthinking things, you're probably moving slower than you're capable of moving. He's a very fast-twitch guy. He's got great top-end speed. And when he's playing without thinking too much, he's making making more plays.
Did you feel that as a quarterback? I mean, is there any moment that kind of stands out for you where you really felt the game slow down in the early years?
I felt the third year things started to slow down for me as I really understood the offense better and defenses and was reacting more instead of, you know, overthinking things out there. It takes a while for everybody. I mean, some guys are quicker than others. For me, it took me a couple of years to kind of get really comfortable in the offense.
In these preseason games, when you're watching your offense from the sidelines, is there anything that you're looking for? Is there something from that perspective that might help you when you're back under center?
Well, I think you always got to watch the game critically and put yourself in the shoes of those people out there. But also, you know, I'm excited to see kind of the sleepers, you know, the surprise guys that when the lights go on here, who steps up and makes plays. Because there's a lot of jobs up for grabs and guys who can surprise you in the preseason every year and make a lot of plays who are just kind of those gamer players. And I'm excited to see who those guys are.
So, Aaron, if there's little or no correlation to preseason play carrying over to how you start the season, how do you guys make sure you start fast and get to where you want to be, you know, building up wins and getting yourself in a good position for the postseason?
Well, we got a tough start. We had a couple really good opponents to start the season, but it's really about identity and finding what the identity is on offense. The balance of run-pass that we're going to have, and then the personnel groupings. We just didn't find that until later in the season last year when we finally went with Ty at running back and went to some more spread stuff against Chicago, then kind of reined it in a little bit, did some more true running back stuff with Ty. We have to figure out what those personnel groups are from the start. And, you know, we've been working on some things. We'll start to work on some more stuff as a number one group as the weeks progress, as we get more playing time in the preseason. But to me, it's all about the identity. I don't think it's about reps. It's just about finding out how we're going to start the season and what kind of team we want to be on offense.
Yeah, but for you and your first team, when I see you and Jordy and Randall and Devontae in some of these team drills, I think maybe his biggest question mark is what's behind him after time like that.
Well, I think that there's opportunities behind Ty for those guys to jump up and take that over. You know, I still think 22 is going to be in the mix when it comes to run the football. I mean, he showed a lot last year late in the season, run the football really well, did some great things for us in the playoffs, and he's very reliable back there, as is Joe Carriage. I think Joe's had a fantastic camp. So, you know, we're of the luxury we haven't had since John left of two really solid fullbacks, and I think they're both having great camps.